Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have a lot to discuss with today's sad news about WPS suspending operations for 2012. That coming on the heels of magnificent performance by the U.S. Women's National Team in winning the CONCACAF Olympic qualifying tournament last night. We'll hear in just a moment from the owner of Sky Blue FC, Thomas Hofstetter, to give us all the details on what's happened with WPS and where they're going to be going in this year and next year. Also, our other special guest tonight, former Rhinos and Red Bulls defender, now with the Columbus Crew, Carlos Mendez, will be joining us at 7 o'clock. And then at the end of the show, we'll have Rhinos Lancers captain and Rochester Ravens owner, Doug Miller, to talk about the Lancers and, of course, the news about WPS. Sam Monjovi joins us now as Joe Sirianni is relaxing down in sunny South Florida, or Central Florida. Sam, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on again, Andrew. Very excited this morning, thinking about the show, about talking about Alex Morgan's performance over the weekend, and then, as you've already mentioned, the sad news about WPS. So a lot of implications there. We're going to talk about that
right now.
Yeah.
As we lead our show off, we're very happy to be joined by the owner of Sky Blue FC, Thomas Hofstetter. And Thomas's appearance brought to you by Salen's Meat Products, available at all Wegmans and Tops locations. Salen's, a proud sponsor of the WPS. And Thomas, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the show. And I wish this was under better circumstances.
Sure. Thanks a lot. I'm happy to give you more information. Obviously it's a sad day today, but I think we also have a lot of exciting things that we're working on for next year.
Well, give us the lead up to the decision today. How long has this decision been in the works between the owners, and what made the final call to actually suspend operations for this year?
You know, it was a difficult decision. We really tried to have the 2012 season being played all the way to the end of when we actually made the decision. The formal decision was actually early this morning, and we made an informal decision last week on Friday. Needed the weekend to prepare for that, but it was really a difficult decision, and ultimately what made the decision to suspend 2012 was that we came to the realization that we need to fix the core problems that the league had. And there was a lot of things that we had to issue that we had to deal with over the last few months. And first, there was the legal issue that we have Magic Jack that we have to refix. We have to deal with that over the next few months, and that we had a ripple effect at a lot of things. In addition, we had the suspension that we had last year in November, and that had a huge impact on our sponsors. We had a great year last year. It was just fantastic. The New York team, the Flash, had just a fantastic year, and overall the league was great. And as we came off the 2011 season, we were really excited about some of the things that we accomplished. One was that we had a profitable league office. If you look at WPS, it is very crucial for us to have a business league that is sustainable long term, and that requires for us to have three revenue sources. One is ticket sales, one is sponsorship legal and local, sorry, and we require a distribution from the league office. We accomplished it last year, and I think that's something that that we were very accomplished. Proud of that. You know, considering that we are started this league in the reversed economy, we are still a young league, so it was a rough season last year at the end, but overall it was very good.
Thomas, let me ask you a question, kind of like cut to the chase a little bit. I hate to be so forward, but let's say Magic Jack is not in the league next year, as opposed to them still being in the league. What does that mean in terms of sponsorship and revenue? Are you guys looking to phase them out still, or are you trying to think of a way where they're going to be in the league still and still get the sponsors to invest in the league?
No, it was a really core piece to our decision, meaning we really didn't see that the league can continue the way it was operated last year, with Magic Jack in being part of the league. And we felt all very, very strong that there will be no success for WPS with Magic Jack as part of the league. And so we made that decision when we terminated Magic League with the eyes wide open. And when the legal issues started, then we did ask us, you know, is there maybe a way how we can have Magic Jack part of the league in one way or another. Over the last 3 weeks, all of us tried to settle with Magic Jack, and the settlement failed sometime last week. And when that came to a conclusion, we came also to the conclusion there will not be a WPS with Magic Jack. And you know, I think that's the one thing that we all feel very strong. All the owners are still being involved. There will not be a WPS with Magic Jack. The legal actions that are we are fighting at the moment, that might go for the rest of the year. That might go until it's resolved. And but we don't see that there will be WPS with Magic Jack.
We're here with Thomas Hofstetter, the owner of Sky Blue FC, and just hearing when I went on this morning, I was actually going to tweet about our other guest tonight from MLS, Carlos Mendez, and I saw the Jeff Kasu from Equalizer Soccer. We got to know during the WPS season last year, or this past year in 2011, tweeting about the news, and then just the flood of well-wishers for all the players from all the fans of WPS. A number of the players tweeted, some being very gracious and others not so gracious, but this obviously really touched a nerve with a lot of people. So how is WPS going forward? I know that you, in your note, you said about that there's going to be a 90-day action plan for the league office and the board to get prepared for the 2013 season. How are we going to keep the fans interested and looking forward to the relaunch in 2013?
A good question, and I think it's important that to say a few words on the bigger picture. You know, if you look at women's soccer in this country, or girls' soccer, it's the most played youth sport in America. 44% of all youth players are girls. And we probably have, for many years, the best professional league, U.S. team league on the girls on the women's side. And if a country like U.S. cannot afford to have a women's professional soccer league, that would be very sad. I think there is a huge need for a league like that. And I think the bigger question is, you know, how can we not have a professional sports leagues in the country for women? And we will fight very, very hard to make this work. We have a good plan for next year. We have we know what the issues are that we have to fix, and I think we have a very committed ownership group. There are a few things that we have to get done in order to have a 2013 league. Number one, we have to get through the legal actions and the legal issues that we have to resolve. Number two, we have to get expansion. We five teams is not enough long term. We need expansion franchise. We have a solid expansion franchise list, and we are confident that we will start the league, restart the league next year again with eight teams, and that will bring us to point number three, which we need, which is sponsorship. If we have eight teams and a clearly defined plan that we do have, then I feel very comfortable that we will have a successful league long term, which is what we need in order to make this work.
Thomas, one of the things that came up from a number of people reading the Twitter feeds and Twitter comments is, has there been any thought at all about pairing up with MLS? Because in the other parts of the world, the women's soccer teams are affiliated with the established men's teams to be able to support them, much like the NBA supports the WNBA, which is really the only reason why the WNBA is still in existence, because they get money from the NBA. So has there been any thoughts with the ownership about having some kind of working arrangement with the MLS teams?
It's a good question. We have a very good relationship with MLS, but I don't think that it makes sense to have MLS, that we look at MLS as a source of revenue for us as a league. We have to have a business model that sustains itself without the MLS. Having said that, we do have a very good relationship with MLS, and we have actually quite a few MLS teams that are very much interested in are also offering WPS teams, professional teams in the WPS. And if I was to speak for Sky Blue, for example, we have a very good relationship with the Red Bulls here in New Jersey and in New York. But it's really a matter of each team making the decision. I cannot speak for MLS if they look at WPS as a strategic move for them as a league. Might be a good question for them, but we do have a very good relationship with them and a working relationship with them.
Thomas, one of the things we saw today in the press release from the Western New York Flash, one of the things that they mentioned is that they're going to try and contact U.S.-based leagues to apply for admission for competition in 2012. In the same press release, they mentioned that 2012 is going to be a bridge year for the 2013 relaunch of WPS. But what does that mean that they're going to be contacting other U.S.-based leagues for admission for competition in 2012? And do you intend to do the same?
The Flash feels very strong that they would like to have a team playing in basically almost in any league. And then obviously the most logical leagues are either the W League or the WPSL. That's not their strategic objective to play in that any of these leagues. But it makes sense if you want to have a presence in the market. And you know, the Salem family, they've done a great job and building a great franchise and a club in your market. And they just feel very strong that they should have a presence even in the transition year 2012. For Sky Blue, we're considering the same. Not every team is considering it, but we have not made a final decision at Sky Blue if it will do the same.
One last question for you. I'm thinking about the players that play for the national team and like their residence with the national team, but there's a lot of players that aren't residents with the national team. What can they do? What are you going to be talking to them about? Are they going to be expected to wait till 2013? Are they going to be free agents to maybe play overseas in Europe or in the other leagues?
That's the sad part of it. You know, there's so much talent, and they need to play. They need to practice, and I think there's a multitude of things that we're all trying to do. I had a meeting with our players this year today, and we are still working on different options where we can help them. I think part of the players will try to play in Europe. Some of the players might just try to practice and stay in shape, and some of the players we're trying to place them in some other teams. And I think the sad part is that I'm sure there are also some players that probably end their soccer career. So there's not one clear answer to it, and all the teams depends on the team. But all of us are very much committed in trying to help all of the players.
Yeah, it is a very sad day for not just for women's soccer or women's sports, just for soccer in general. Because, and I can speak for our host, Joe Sirianni, who's vacationing in Florida. He oftentimes on our show has said he enjoyed going to see the Flash games more than anything else in the summer this past year in Rochester. It was such a great experience, and drawing all the fans that we did here in Rochester for the matches with Abby coming back and the championship match, of course, and we're going to miss it this year. I think it's, especially with this being an Olympic year, but we certainly wish all the teams, Sky Blue, Boston, Atlanta, Philly, and the Flash, all the best, and we look forward to coming back in 2013. And I know that you had a number of Flash players who came over to Sky Blue for this season, so Candace Chapman, Gemma Davison, Bev Goble, and Emma Hayes as well on the management side. So please wish them the best from all of us here in Rochester. And we hope, again, that WPS will be coming back again in 2013 bigger and better than ever. Thomas, thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. We really appreciate your time, and all the best to you and everybody.
Thanks a lot. Keep talking about us. Thanks a lot.
We certainly will. Bye-bye. Thomas Hofstetter, the owner of Sky Blue FC here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we'll be talking more about WPS during the show tonight, and we'll do that next with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get the Canadian perspective, and we'll also talk some about the great Olympic qualifying tournament held in Canada over the past 10 days or so. Great performance by the United States and the Canadians making the Olympics. We'll do that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
What a great idea. Coming to Toronto to see David Beckham.
And we've got the right gear on, thanks to top-notch monogramming.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Beckham! How much you get paid to miss that kick?
Jimmy.
Beckham! Come to top-notch monogramming. They got hoodies, Marley, Brazil, Italia.
Oh, yeah. Spreading the top-notch name.
You know, it's good to have soccer back.
Top-notch monogramming. Northfield Commons, Pittsford.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bold season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score!
score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Northfield Commons in Pittsford. Number to call is 248-2650. Talk to Tony. He is top notch. He'll get you anything you need in the embroidery and monogramming, screen printing. And, of course, they have thousands of T-shirts for sale. Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsford. Dick, how you doing? I know how
not
we're doing. It's not... not so good. But,
no, highs and lows for women's football, wasn't it? Jeez, I was really saddened and shocked by the news that you sent to me today.
We were all ready to talk about the incredible tournament that happened in Vancouver, the amazing crowds that came out to support the Canadian national team, and, of course, the Canadian national team will be going to the Olympics along with the United States. It was a true high for women's soccer in North America. And as Jim McKay always said on Wide World of Sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And that's exactly what we had today.
It was a great for women's football, women's soccer, because it was a tremendous performance by the USA. They showed why they're number one. You know, the WM combination, the Wambach and Morgan up front, was just the pace, the mobility was just too much for the Canadian defenders. US control the midfield, and Christine Sinclair hardly got a shot off, I don't think, in the game. The back four of the U.S. were so much in control. And then, of course, when they get through, when you're up against one of the top goalkeepers in the world, then you know, it's going to make it even more difficult. Hope Sola made several key stops. So all in all, it was great for women's football, women's soccer, but certainly it was a tremendous performance by the U.S. national team.
It certainly was, and let's talk about the positives. And a lot of times, the match was on cable television yesterday, satellite on NBC Sports Network, and Brandi Chastain and the play-by-play guy whose name escapes me. All you think about is Brandi, but they made a comment about how Christine Sinclair is now like a national hero in Canada for what she's done, leading the Canadians to the World Cup. What has it been like in Canada? How's the coverage been for her and the Canadian women?
The coverage has been excellent, actually. Sportsnet, which is the network that I'm doing the Premier League games tomorrow, they cover a lot of soccer, and they covered the tournament. They did excellent pre-game show. In fact, Carol Lang, who used to play for the national team, was one of the analysts, and she was on all the broadcasts, and it was very well produced and a lot of interest in Canada. And, of course, when you have a player, the ability of a Christine Sinclair, her performances were absolutely magnificent. Okay, in the final, she didn't perform as she'd performed in the previous games, but when it counted in that big game against Mexico, she was absolutely superb.
What a third, that third goal, oh my goodness, that's a highlight reel goal in any league in the world, men's or women's.
Yeah, she gave a clinic, and I think all the goals she scored were totally different. You know, the way she took them, her opportunism, and even the fact, you know, she set up several goals as well. She had a magnificent tournament, and as I've said before, I'm a number one fan of Christine Sinclair. I think she's a tremendous representative of women's football, women's soccer, and as is, of course, Abby Wambach. It's great to see Abby, you know, doing what she does so well. She's so good in the air, isn't she? That second goal was just a killer. It was just a great goal.
Hey, Dick, let me ask you, because we're going to talk a little bit about the WPS not being in functioning this summer, and a lot of the U.S. national team players, they're like in residency. Does Canada have a similar residency program that Sinclair will be involved with?
With regards to the soccer?
Yeah.
I didn't get the question there, Sam.
Yeah, the question Sam was trying to ask is the U.S. women's national team is going to be in residency for the mm-hmm. for the Olympic Games now that there is no WPS. Does Canada have something similar, or may we see some of these Canadian players playing in the W League, which is the top flight league yeah. for women's soccer in Canada?
I think that you'll find that some will be playing in the W League. There are several players that are playing in Europe. But as of now, there's been no plans set forward. I think that the fact that they have qualified for the Olympics in London means that for the next 4 years, the funding will be in place, and a figure of $8 million has been mentioned for the women's team, and the quadrennial plan, as they call it, a four-year plan for the Olympics from, obviously, from London to Rio de Janeiro in 2016. So it will result in a lot more games, hopefully across Canada. I think over the past little while, there's been very few games at home. So it was a delight for the Canadian team to play in front of a home audience in Vancouver. Crowds were great, weren't they, you know, with the support of the fans and the atmosphere at the games. And it was played in a great spirit, you know. I think seeing the players at the end of the game congratulating each other, you know, and congratulating their opponents, it was very, very much played in the right spirit, and it was great to see.
It certainly was, and I can't wait for London. It's going to be our fix for women's soccer outside of the Ravens. Of course, the Ravens division is all Canadian teams, so we may see some of these Canadian national team players playing right here in Rochester this summer for against the Ravens, which will be very exciting. But, Dick, before we let you go, I know we're running short on time tonight. The FA Cup, Everton against Fulham, and Landon Donovan besting Clint Dempsey, and Everton's got a great draw against Blackpool or Sheffield Wednesday, so they should be favored at home against the lower division teams.
Yeah, it was a good result for Everton. I don't think we're going to get too much in the league with regards to Everton finishing their position where they can play in Europe, so to do well in the FA Cup is the most that they can hope for this year. But it was a good competitive game, and certainly good to see all the American players on view. But they've got a tough one tomorrow. They play Manchester City, and that's not going to be an easy game for them, obviously, given their record in the league this season. But it'll be covered on Sportsnet. We'll be covering the game as well as the Manchester United Stoke game tomorrow. So soccer fans in Canada are well served with Sportsnet, and they certainly did an outstanding job on the Olympic qualifying tournament.
They certainly did, and I got to give my hats off to Liverpool, because I'm just so, so saddened that Manchester United lost.
Oh, I can see that as well. I don't know where Sam's allegiances lie, whether he's with a Juve or his team, but we know that Joe's smiling today, and you're obviously smiling when any of the rivals of Chelsea don't do as well as they should do.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. Crawley Town is the darlings of the FA Cup this year, the fourth division of English soccer, and they're playing, hosting Stoke City of the Premiership in the next round. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah,
and good news for American fans, the Manchester United Stoke City game will be on live on ESPN2 at 3 o'clock.
So that's great. That's great, Sam, isn't it? Yeah, it's great to see so many good games on TV, but... Unfortunately, we won't see WPS, but hopefully they'll resolve something. And Andrew, why can't the MLS teams get involved in women's professional soccer? You know, it happens in Europe, it happens in Germany, it happens in France, it happens in England. I think the MLS needs to come and, you know, you've got, what, close to 8 million young women playing soccer in the United States, and they need to have a professional league, and I just hope that MLS can get their act together and say women's football is important to us as well.
Well, that's what we asked the owner of Sky Blue asked him that question. He said they have good relationship with MLS, but they need to have their own business plan.
The MLS has to do more. They have to do more. You know, the women's game is on a high at the moment, and there needs to be an environment where these young women can play so that they can compete with the best in the world. And MLS, I think, are the ones that can do it.
I agree with you, Dick. I think the MLS is the only profitable soccer organization in this country. So if anybody's going to make soccer succeed, it's going to be MLS. So, Dick, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Monday, hopefully
Always
with some better
Take
news.
Care. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And speaking of MLS, we're going to shift our focus to MLS next, and we'll be joined by a former member of the Rochester Rhinos, one of the most popular players on the Rhinos in the mid-2000s. Now he's with the Columbus Crew after many years with Red Bulls. Carlos Mendez will join us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Conservative.
WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit Faber. FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Sam Mongiovi. We'll have Doug Miller on in our final segment tonight. Talk about the Lancers and the situation with the WPS. But right now we're going to shift our focus to MLS as the MLS training camps are underway and going down to beautiful sunny South Florida. Leaving tomorrow is the Columbus Crew and our next guest, a former member of the Rochester Rhinos we've been waiting to have on our show for many years. And the Red Bulls would never give us the time of day, but now with the Columbus Crew, they're great friends of our show. We're very happy to have with us former Rhino Carlos Mendez. And Carlos's appearance is brought to you by New Way Auto Parts, sponsor of Soccer's Kick in the Grass once again in 2012. Six locations in the Rochester area. Go to hanauto.com for more information. That's hahnauto.com. Carlos, how you doing? And welcome back to the Rochester Radio Airwaves.
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. And Carlos, I haven't seen you in about 7 years. You went on a media appearance with Stoyan Mladenov back in 2004, and I got a chance to meet you in person. And I know you're always one of the most popular Rhinos, and we're very happy that you've hooked up with the Columbus Crew. But I got to ask you, were you surprised that the Red Bulls, who you were with for 7 years and one of the players that played the most games in the history of the team, that they let you go at the end of 2011?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's of course it's part of the business, you know, and being a pro athlete, and they decided to move on, and you know, I think it's time for me to move on. Also, I had a great run there, and I enjoyed playing for New York, and now I look forward to 2012 and being a part of the Columbus Crew.
And for those of you who don't know, Carlos is a native of the New York City area, so it is his hometown team he played for. But Carlos, I know that this is an obvious question. I'm sure people ask you this. What's the difference between playing in New York City, the media capital of the world, and now going to Columbus, Ohio, where the focus is mostly on Ohio State football most of the time, but they're a very passionate soccer city as well? What has been the differences between the two teams?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, you know, the markets are, New York's one of the biggest markets in the country, and you know, being in MLS a lot of years now and playing against the Columbus Crew, I know how good of a team and how good of an organization they have here. Obviously, they beat us in the finals a couple of years ago and won the MLS Cup. And, you know, they do love their soccer here. So, of course, it's a smaller market. But I have some teammates that I played with in New York that are here now, like A. Gavin and Dan O'Rourke and Tony Chani. So, like I said, it's a soccer town. I mean, the organization is done very well, and I'm excited to be here.
Carlos, what do you think about the increase in the regular season this year? We found out that each team will be playing 34-game regular season schedule starting early March, and with the MLS Cup actually going to December 1st. So the regular season is 34 games, but if you guys go towards the MLS Cup, you're talking about a lot of games.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a very long season. You know, it's obviously a lot of games, and even teams CONCACAF games in the playoffs, it's very competitive, and obviously that's a big part of you know, the MLS, and the traveling is a huge thing too. I mean, you know, this country is so big, and a lot of the Europeans that come here aren't really used to the travel every week, and you know, the 5-6 hour flights across country. So it's definitely a challenge, but of course, you know, you hope you have a good deep team that can, you know, everyone's going to play minutes and that can help you out. So it's all part of it, and the season keeps getting longer, but I think that's a good thing because I think soccer in this country is getting bigger, and the MLS is kind of growing, and that's a good thing.
Looking at the Crew's schedule, Carlos, how ironic is it that your first home match with the Crew is going to be against the Montreal Impact, a team that you certainly had many memories of playing against when you were with the Rhinos. How about that?
Absolutely. Always a very good team and a tough place to play. I'm happy we're playing them here in Columbus first. But, you know, like I said, I mean, Montreal's had a great fan base there, and I think they're going to do very well in the MLS, and I can't wait for that game. It's going to be exciting. So I think they're going to have a great team, and obviously, like I said, the fan base is there, and they have a lot of support.
And certainly a lot of great players on the Crew this year that just recently signed from Costa Rica, Olman Vargas, and I know that there's a lot of hope for him to step into the shoes and maybe be, you know, the next Guillermo Barros Scalotto, who has scored so many goals for Columbus in his MLS career. Has he joined the team yet, or is he still on his way?
You know, I think he just got in. He's going to be, so he hasn't really, he's getting settled in, you know, doing all the stuff he has to do beforehand, so he hasn't really trained the club yet, but I think he's, you know, heading down to Florida, like you said, and he's going to be down there with us, and, you know, looking forward to meeting him, and obviously he's a great player. I mean, he's proven it at every level, so we're excited to have him.
I know that you guys are going to be going down and training in Bradenton with a number of other MLS teams, and your preseason, you're going to be playing one of the most famous teams in all of Europe, Malmo FF of Sweden. Have a couple matches against them. They were a former European Cup runner-up back in late 1970s, so that's certainly going to be a great match for you guys to get on the field and play against a top-flight team from Sweden.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to play against good clubs, you want to play against good players and get yourself prepared for the MLS season, so we're excited, and obviously it's a long preseason, so you take the time to kind of get to know all the guys and get fit, and hopefully you stay healthy, and like I said, you play against very good competition, and we're excited for it, so hopefully we can pull together a good season this year and bring another cup back here to Columbus.
Carlos, I got a two-point question for you. The first point is, I want you to talk a little bit about why MLS has improved in regards to the play in and subsequent attendance, but also when Tim Ream left the Red Bulls and he was interviewed, he did mention and he was asked why a lot of the up-and-coming young talents of U.S. are leaving and going to Europe and what has to happen for them to stay in MLS. And what's your thoughts about that?
I mean, I think for the first part of it, the MLS is gaining more respect. I think you have a lot of guys from all, you know, all over the world. I mean, South America, from Europe, are now looking to come to this league. And like I said, they want to be a part of something that they believe is growing. And the fan base is there. You know, you go to places like Seattle and Portland now, and I'm sure Montreal's going to be the same. You know, you got 30,000 fans, so it's exciting. And you know, the young players. I mean, obviously, kids like Tim Ream who are doing well and they've gotten calls with the national team. They want to take an opportunity while they're young, see what they can do in Europe. And there's nothing wrong with that. The good thing is that we're producing a lot of good American players, and we're seeing that, that they're going overseas. So that says something about the league. It says something about our national team. And I believe soccer's heading in the right direction in this country.
And we know that that's going to happen. I mean, there's... Let's look at that. Our goalkeeper for the Rhinos, Neil Kitson, is now playing over in England. He just signed a contract there, so he's following his dream. He's wanted to play there for his whole life, so now he's getting a chance to do that. And, you know, some people prefer to play in Europe, and other people want to come here and play in America. Look at my favorite player, Mr. Beckham, certainly wanted to stay here in America, and so he's going to be doing that, and we're all looking forward to MLS season in 2012. But Carlos, I want to ask you about your memories of playing here for the Rhinos. I know we haven't had the chance to have you on the air, and nothing against the Red Bulls, but you know, Rochester is small potatoes of them, and they never really made available their players to us. That's why we haven't had you on. But tell us about what it was like playing for the Rhinos, and what are some of your memories?
You know, I had a blast playing there. You know, it's Rochester has some of the best fans, and the guys that I played with were excellent players and good group of guys. We had a lot of fun. You know, guys like Demon who really paved the way for me, and I looked up to, and Scotty, and, you know, all the guys. Like I said, it was the fan base was there, is there, and I really enjoyed the atmosphere. And like I said, it was where I got my start. Had the opportunity to play there first, and then Bob Bradley saw me in an Open Cup game. But it's every time I look back now, I've had some great memories, and you know, the team was very good. Like I said, we had a good group of guys, so I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, that was a game that the Rhinos beat the Red Bulls. I think they were the Metro Stars still at that time, and they went on to the quarterfinals and lost to the Fire in penalty kicks. That was a great run by the Rhinos. And of course, you know, the one good thing I'm very happy about this year is all the MLS teams are in the U.S. Open Cup. There's no more qualifying, so you know, we've played the Crew a number of times. The Rhinos have in the Open Cup, so we may be seeing you here in Rochester in 2012. But who knows? But we'll be looking forward to that. It does happen.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to it if it happens. But like I said, I really enjoyed my time there. The fans were great. The organization was good to me, and I enjoyed it. And I learned a lot from guys there. So it'd be nice to, you know, forget the opportunity to go back there for the Open Cup.
As our fans always say, and if they believe, once you're part of the Rhinos, you're part of the Rochester soccer community. I know there are a lot of fans of yours in Rochester, and we all wish you the best. And say hello to Brian Bliss for us, another gentleman we're very proud of here in Rochester, our Rochester native, who's doing a great job with the Crew as well. But thank you so much for being on the show, Carlos. We'll certainly be watching you this season for the Columbus Crew in MLS. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Okay, bye-bye. Carlos Mendez here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and certainly the MLS season starting up just about 6 weeks from now, Sam, and a lot of great things this year in MLS.
Yeah, and you're right, Andrew. I'm thinking now about all the U.S. Open Cup games, especially the recent ones. Every time we play the Columbus Crew, they've been very exciting games. And, you know, if we could get them again here with Carlos coming back to town, you know, it's something to look forward to.
Well, we'll see how that works out. You never know. It's a somewhat blind draw, at least, and then there's no bidding this year as well, so it's just a blind draw for who hosts the game, so we have a 50-50 shot at it. But speaking of the Open Cup, and of course, Doug Miller was a big part of the Open Cup with the Rhinos, and now he's the captain of the Rochester Lancers and the owner of the Rochester Ravens. We'll have Doug on next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are back. The Lancers play their next home match Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's been quite a show tonight. Andrew Battisti here with Sam Monjovi. We'll hopefully get Joe back on the air next week when things have calmed down a little bit. But joining us right now, very happy to have with us live from his, I believe from the Doug Miller Sports Dome, is the captain of the Rochester Lancers and the owner of the W League Rochester Ravens, Doug Miller. And Doug's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. 872-KICK is the number to call. Next home match, Sunday, 12th of February, 1 p.m. against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Andrew, thanks for having me on the show.
I got Sam Monjovi, Joe's nephew, filling in for Joe while he's down in Florida for 3 months.
Awesome.
But first of all, Doug, I tell you, I watched both matches this weekend, and what a great weekend for the Lancers in a lot of ways. I know that it was a very tough loss in Baltimore, but you guys had every opportunity to win that game, and if it wasn't for a tremendous keeper that they have, Segu, one of the best in the league, you guys could have easily come away with a victory. But then coming back to win in Norfolk on less than 24 hours rest was an incredible result for you guys.
Yeah, no, we played pretty well in Baltimore. We're closing the gap on, you know, the better teams in the league. We just can't give up too many free kicks. You know, we hurt ourselves a little bit, and you know, then the long travel day and come back and win in Norfolk, you know, a divisional game for us, you know, shows that we have some resilience, and you know, it's a positive for, you know, the franchise.
And, Doug, the schedule for the Lancers, it's been a crazy schedule. I know a lot of it has to do with the other teams that play at the Blue Cross Arena, but you have four matches against Wichita coming up in the last six, which is a little bit strange. But what do you guys know about the Wings? I mean, they have Jamar Beasley, one of the top players in the league, and, of course, Chile played for Wichita earlier this year, so I'm sure he's giving you all the scoop on what to expect from the Wings.
Yeah, you know, they're just another team in the league, and we have to come out and compete every day. You know, the schedule's made up, I think, because Chicago, you know, couldn't get a venue, so there was an extra, you know, game put in there for them. But again, you know, we have to come back and, you know, take care of business and get a couple of victories to, you know, clinch a playoff berth for the first year of the franchise.
I know that's what you guys are looking forward to. And again, we're here with Doug Miller. Go ahead, Sam. I know you asked something for Doug.
Doug, we were just talking about, Salas, where he was on the scoring leader board for the league. And we want to congratulate you because we see that you're fourth in the league in the scoring race. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah, you know, I have a good team, you know, around me. You know, I get to, you know, have a lot of opportunities in the game. And, you know, I'm very blessed. You know, God's given me the ability to score goals, and, you know, I end up finding the net a few times. But it's all for naught, you know, unless we try and win a championship. And, you know, as I tell these guys every day, I've got four championship rings, and I'm looking for the fifth one.
the old one for the thumb moniker that my Pittsburgh Steelers often put out there as they're going for five Super Bowls. But, Doug, but looking at the Lancers, the way it's gone this season, it's funny because it seems like deja vu with the first year of the Rhinos, when the Rhinos had a lot of problems early on in the season because the team was put together at such short notice, and we got pounded a few times by some of the more established teams. But then you guys peaked right at the right time in the playoffs and knocked Montreal off. And I think it seems like this is very similar to this Lancers team, where we've been getting better and better and getting closer and closer to having success against the Baltimores and Milwaukees of the world. And the playoffs might be the perfect time to finally get that first win against the big boys.
Yeah, no, I think, as I said before, we're closing the gap, and if we want to be a champion, we have to be the champion, and that'll, be going through Baltimore and Milwaukee, and, I think there's a good chance of that, the way that the playoffs are set up, and, it's when you peak, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and I believe we'll finish strong.
I believe it's a 2 out of 3 playoff system, correct?
I think it's a home and home. I don't know if it's a 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a home and home format. Game one at lower seed, game two at higher seed. Mini game immediately after game two if the series is tied.
So if we get a chance to get that first victory at home against Baltimore, if it works as the way we expect it to work, that obviously will put a lot of pressure on Baltimore in the second game, having to get that victory in order to stay alive.
Yep, absolutely. So we just got to take care of business, get in the playoffs, and go from there.
Sam, thank you for correcting me, by the way. I didn't check beforehand, and I should have. But, Doug, obviously the other big news of the day, which certainly does affect you, is the folding of WPS, or not folding, the suspension of WPS for 2012. And we were talking about earlier about how this affects the W League, especially with the possibility of either some of the WPS teams possibly joining the W League, or the Canadian players who are going to be in the Olympics, the big names, joining the W League teams from Canada, which we play all of them. That's all we play are Canadian teams. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
It's unfortunate, that soccer has to go through these, difficult times as men's soccer has been through it several times, and now you're seeing with, WUSA and the WPS, it's a very difficult situation. So, it's tough for the girls to handle. But there is still soccer out there, and we just have to continue to promote it and, get more people out to the game. So, the Ravens are intact and, looking forward to another W League season. And, one of my staff coaches is coaching, the team this year. And we're excited about it. So we'll see, how things shake out in over the next month or so. But we're looking forward to our W League season.
And when will that start, Doug, approximately?
I think the first game, well, I can't really say because it hasn't been officially announced, but the middle to end of May.
Okay, well, certainly, because we're very happy to support the Ravens. Of course, Joe and Charlie Schiano used to call the Ravens matches back in the day, so we'll certainly be following you guys. You'll be the only women's team in town for 2012, most likely, so we'll be following you. And, of course, the Lancers, big match on Saturday against Wichita, and then back home on the 12th against Syracuse. A win there might just clinch that playoff spot. So, Doug, we'll certainly
Absolutely.
Be watching. Thanks so much for being with us, taking some time away from your coaching, and we'll see you on the 12th.
Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Doug. Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And this show goes by so fast, Sam, because you're going to experience that now. And, boy, a lot of information and a lot to take in over the next few days. I'm sure this story with WPS is not over yet. We're going to be hearing a lot more in the weeks and months to come.
Soccer truly is the international sport, because no matter what, there's always something going on every day to talk about. Champions of the Game, Women's League, Women's World Cup, Olympics, MLS. I mean, it's just
Serie A, the Premiership, the FA Cup, and all those things. And
would have known this morning we'd have been talking about the folding of the or the
suspension of WPS.
WPS, yeah,
certainly. We certainly want to thank all of our special guests tonight: Doug Miller, Eric Trendle from the Lancers, Rich Randall. Thank you both for all you do for us. Carlos Mendez from the Columbus crew and the media guy for Columbus, Marco Rosa, for setting that up. And also the owner of Sky Blue FC, Thomas Hofstetter, for joining us on very short notice. And Dick Howard, as always, for his great insights. This has been Andrew Battisti with Sam Mongiovi and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for another action-packed edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.